Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: information is being collected on medical professionals involved in forced organ harvesting in China. Berlin, Germany. Series of events raise awareness of the persecution in China. Heilongjiang man dies 9 days following his arrest for practicing Falun Gong. Republican National Committee passes resolution against forced organ harvesting in China. Seoul, South Korea. Tianti Books holds 9-day Falun Dafa seminar. And Poland. Falun Gong booth a hit at Europe's largest rock music festival. Now for the stories.
Information is being collected on medical professionals involved in forced organ harvesting in China. A Minghui article earlier this year reported that the U.S. State Department would tighten visa approval and border entry to human rights violators. The article listed several applicable U.S. laws and a presidential proclamation that allow those who persecute religious belief to be denied visa or entry. There is actually another law that directly applies to perpetrators in China involved in coerced organ transplantation. In addition, a question was added in June 2011 to the section non-immigrant visa application, which reads, "Have you ever been directly involved in the coercive transplantation of human organs or bodily tissue?" The total number of organs transplanted in China far exceeds the donor sources published by the Chinese Communist Party. A large amount of evidence has surfaced in recent years confirming that this discrepancy is largely due to organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China. We hereby suggest that Falun Gong practitioners in China collect information on hospital officials, doctors, and nurses involved in forced organ harvesting. We will review the information and submit a list to the U.S. State Department for tighter visa vetting and denial of entry if applicable. Practitioners can also inform those medical professionals of the aforementioned law regarding denial of entry into the United States of Chinese and other nationals engaged in coerced organ or bodily tissue transplantation. Once they know that their information is being collected, they may have less incentive to participate in forced organ harvesting. We can also encourage medical professionals in China to collect evidence from their own hospitals regarding use of organs from unknown sources. They may submit such information to practitioners in China or to Minghui.org. We may in turn exclude their names from the list to be submitted to the U.S. State Department. Moreover, according to an official in the U.S. State Department, visa approval is a privilege, not a right. Medical professionals in China may be denied a visa to the U.S. if there is reasonable doubt that they have been involved in forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners.
Berlin, Germany. Series of events raise awareness of the persecution in China. Falun Gong practitioners gathered in Berlin on August 10, 2019, for a series of activities including 2 marches, a rally, and a candlelight vigil. They promoted the benefits of this meditation system to the public and called for an end to the persecution in China, which has been ongoing for 20 years. The parade route for the first march in central Berlin passed by major cultural, shopping, and financial centers. A second march followed a rally at noon. In the evening, practitioners held a candlelight vigil to commemorate practitioners who have died in China as a result of the persecution. Many passers-by paused to learn more about the mistreatment that practitioners in China have suffered for their belief, including details about the forced organ harvesting from non-consenting prisoners of conscience. Jill, a consultant in the fashion industry, said she was impressed by the march and rally and took videos of the activities. She said, "Everything, especially the sitting meditation, is very beautiful." After signing a petition calling for an end to the forced organ harvesting of Falun Gong practitioners in China, she said, "It is barbarian and disgusting to kill people and seize their organs, whether it is for money or power. This is about humanity, and we all have to pay attention to it." A religious scholar from Israel, who was visiting a friend in Berlin, said she was impressed by the peacefulness of Falun Gong practitioners. She said, "The principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are very important. They are fundamental values that people need and strive to safeguard." Ali from Turkey said he moved to Berlin 43 years ago. Having heard about forced organ harvesting from documentaries, he signed a petition to support an end to the atrocities. He said, "When I first heard about this, my heart was very heavy, only sadness, because it is hard to imagine that a person would do things like that. Those Communist Party members who have committed these deeds must be held accountable." He was glad to hear that more German officials have stepped forward to support practitioners. He said, "Not just Germany, every nation needs to do this, because this is something that should not happen. I hope to see more events like this, since more people need to know the tragedy."
He Liang Jiang Man dies 9 days following his arrest for practicing Falun Gong. Ms. Yang Shengjun passed away 9 days after he was arrested for not renouncing his faith in Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline that has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since 1999. Mr. Yang, a resident of Jiamusi City, Heilongjiang Province, was arrested with his 81-year-old mother at home on August 2, 2019. According to Ms. Yang's younger brother, who lives in Japan and recently came back to visit his family, three officers knocked on the door shortly after his mother and older brother went out on the morning of August 2nd. After he opened the door, the officers rushed in to ransack place. They confiscated Mr. Yang's printer, computer, and about 60 Falun Gong books. The officers didn't leave after the home ransacking, but waited and arrested Mr. Yang and his mother as soon as they returned. At the police station, officers interrogated the mother and son, questioning how they printed Falun Gong-related materials at home, demanded to know who taught them to use the printer, how many and how often they printed the materials, and if there were any other practitioners who took the materials from them for distribution. They refused to answer the questions. Although the elderly mother was released at around 11 p.m. that day, Mr. Yang was taken to the hospital for a physical examination. He was found to have a medical condition, but the police forced the local detention center to accept him after extorting a 400 yuan examination fee from his younger brother. The police later informed his family that he was vomiting blood at the detention center early that morning and had been sent to the hospital for emergency treatment. They told the family that they weren't responsible for Mr. Yang since they had already handed him over to the detention center. Mr. Yang received 8 bags of blood at the hospital and fell into a coma in the afternoon. He passed away at 9 p.m., and his body was cremated 2 days later. His family has been threatened by the police and are now frightened and intimidated about discussing his case.
Republican National Committee passes resolution against forced organ harvesting in China. The Republican National Committee of the U.S. unanimously passed a resolution on August 2, 2019, denouncing forced organ harvesting in China. The committee said they strongly condemn the practice of China's involuntary organ harvesting. Sean Steele, former chair of the Republican Party of California, is a current committeeman for California. He introduced the resolution after hearing about an independent people's tribunal in London, which concluded on June 17th, stating that the Chinese Communist Party had been harvesting organs from living Falun Gong practitioners for many years and still continues. Referring the organ harvesting issue to the tribunal was most likely the most important fact-finding group that has gotten to the heart of the matter, he said on the issue. Steele called the medical examinations inside Chinese prisons for organ donation matches unbelievably cruel. He considers the practice similar to Nazi doctors conducting medical experiments on Jewish prisoners at German concentration camps. When Steele first heard about this issue during a trip to Helsinki, Finland, where Falun Gong practitioners raised awareness of it in a street exhibition, he could hardly believe it. He asked, what kind of society would allow that to happen? More and more reports from independent organizations have confirmed the existence and scale of these atrocities. He remarked, you don't get a vital human organ in 2 weeks in America. It takes a year. It takes a long time. People die every day waiting for a volunteer donor, adding that the brutality would bring more attention in international society. He said, it can't go away because thousands of victims are being involved every year in China. That's too big of a number to hide.
Seoul, South Korea. Tianti Books hold 9-day Falun Dafa seminar. Tianti Books in Seoul, South Korea, held free Falun Dafa classes in July 2019. Over 40 people attended the 9-day seminar and experienced positive changes to their physical and mental well-being. Many of the class participants learned about Falun Dafa through videos on YouTube and signed up for the classes. Ms. Pak Shengyu has been a devout Buddhist for over 40 years, but has also tried many Qigong schools and eventually felt that Buddhism could no longer guide her. She switched to other religions and even went to China to learn Qigong. But none of the practices she tried gave her what she was looking for. One day she saw a Falun Dafa practitioner doing the exercises in a park and wanted to learn them. She later signed up for the July class. At the end of the first day, she felt it was not enough to listen to the lectures just once, so she decided to attend both afternoon and evening sessions. Ms. Pak said she is grateful to have found Falun Dafa and is determined to continue with the practice. Ms. Jin, who has worked in civil service for 35 years, saw a video of Falun Dafa on YouTube and was drawn to it by the peaceful expressions of the practitioners. In the video, a female practitioner talked about being beaten by police officers in China for refusing to give up her faith in Falun Dafa. The practitioner said she felt sorry for the police officer who tortured her. Ms. Jin was struck by the forbearance shown by the practitioner and searched for more information on Falun Dafa. She decided to give it a try. She went to a practice site near her home to learn the exercises and signed up for the 9-day seminar at Tianti Books. Mr. Lee, a businessman from China, attended the 9-day seminar with his wife. Mr. Lee often travels outside of China on business trips and remarked that wherever he went, he would see Falun Dafa practitioners at tourist sites, raising awareness about the persecution in China. He became drawn to the practice, and after attending the 9-day seminar, he feels that Falun Dafa is wonderful. Mr. Lee's wife shared that their daughter became a better person after she started practicing Falun Dafa. She herself thought about taking up the practice, and now her wish has come true. She became a practitioner after attending the 9-day seminar in Seoul.
Poland. Falun Gong booth a hit at Europe's largest rock music festival. Music fans learned about Falun Gong during Europe's largest outdoor rock music festival held in Kostrzyn, Poland, on August 1st through 3rd. This is the fourth time that practitioners from Poland and Germany have participated in the popular festival, where they introduced the ancient spiritual practice to thousands of visitors. This year, the practitioners passed out 8,000 flyers and sold many Falun Gong books. Several young music fans said they felt the strong energy when practitioners demonstrated the exercises before the official start of the festival. They joined practitioners and began doing the exercises. On opening day, many people waited in lines in front of the Falun Dafa booth. They helped practitioners to set up their tent and asked for the contact information about exercise sites. At the peak, practitioners held 5 simultaneous workshops to meet the demand. Some people returned and joined the workshop multiple times. A young Polish man told practitioners, "I truly felt the strong energy field. This is something I've never experienced. It's wonderful." Another young man listened to the exercise music for a long time and then joined the exercises. He said, "Although the rock and roll music here is very loud, I don't notice it. But every note of this Falun Gong music touches my heart, my mind, and my soul. It's really beautiful. You are great people." On the last day of the festival, one young man kept jumping up and down excitedly after he finished all 5 sets of exercises. He explained, "The Falun Gong energy is so strong. I feel very powerful. The last set of exercise, the sitting meditation, is especially amazing. When I finished it by holding my hands together, I felt like I was going to fly. So wonderful." He had joined the workshops multiple times during the festival. He asked for more materials and said he wanted to continue doing the exercises at home. A practitioner told him that all the books, music, and exercise instruction can be downloaded for free from the falundafa.org website, where people can find versions in many languages. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.